Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to just give you the Word of God. I thank God for all you that's listening to this broadcast here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to those of you that are listening in Mexico and Canada. Hey, Iraq, Philippines, we haven't forgotten you. We want to welcome you. And to every country that is listening to this broadcast that I have not named, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. Amen. So as we await for my brother, come on, wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Father, once again, you have brought us to this point, this day, Lord God, that we may assemble together once again to go into the Word of God. But Lord, we dare not to enter thy word without the presence of your Spirit. So therefore, this day, Lord God, our request once again before you is that you will let your Spirit be with us as we take this journey again. And Lord God, we ask that through your Spirit that you release into our hearts the understanding of your word that we need. I ask that you will bless the speakers tonight to rightly divide your word and the hearers to take to you whatever is given unto them to get a witness for themselves. So, Father, we thank you. And, Lord God, we give you glory and honor and praise, and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Tonight, we are starting on a new part series that is titled, Unscriptural Offices Are Not Part of the Restoration. Unscriptural offices are not part of the restoration. Now, the center thing that me and my brother have been talking to you about is the restoration work of the Lord in these last days. And as we have told you before, we're here to give you what's of the restoration work of the Lord and what is not. And here, once again, in this new part of the series, we're letting you know unscriptural offices is not part of the restoration work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. And the Lord say the same. We're looking at perhaps five parts to this, this being part one tonight. Amen. And having been part one tonight, I want to read to you, glory be to God, from the book that we have been sharing with you called The Record of the Nephite, which is the book of the Word of God also, through the Nephites, who were and are part of the house of Israel, of the house of Joseph. Okay, they're Israelites of the house of Joseph. And I want to read to you where one of the men of God said, as we go into our subject here tonight, amen, and what I want to say before I read the verse is that there has been a lot of made-up offices that has been associated with the Lord. And tonight, and through this series, we're going to see what the Word of God tells us, even concerning that. Amen. Been a lot of made-up offices in the Mormons. Perhaps Lord say the same part two or part three, whatever. I read some of the offices that they have, Roman Catholic Church, and as well as many other churches that claim to be of Christianity, that there are made up offices that has been associated with the Lord. Amen. But we're here to let you know that unscriptural offices is not of the restoration work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to read to you in reading this where there was a man of God whose name was Moroni. And I want to read to you something that he said that goes with, you know, this series. As we are dealing with part one tonight, we have a short broadcast, a 30-minute broadcast. Amen. But we still can get the word of God to you. So I want to read to you something that he said, okay? And I ask that you listen to this closely. And I ask that whatever you hear, take it to the Lord. Amen. This way he says. He says, and now I commend you to seek this Jesus of whom the prophets and apostles have written, that the grace of God the Father and also the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost, which bear record of them, may be and abide in you forever. Amen. Did you hear that? Now, Moroni said, I commend to you to seek this Jesus of whom the prophets and apostles have written. Amen. Now, when you look at, he mentions prophets and apostles. Amen. And if you look the Bible way, by him mentioning especially the apostles, okay, no doubt the prophets too, because that's offices in the New Testament, but especially the apostles, you look in the Bible way, he's pointing you to the New Testament. Because we know in the Old Testament, in the Bible, you didn't see nobody called to an office of an apostle. Okay? So Moroni, through his words of what he's speaking, is pointing us to, when we go to the Bible, the New Testament. And he said that these prophets and apostles talked about Jesus. Okay? They wrote about him. Amen. In fact, he referred to it as this Jesus of whom the prophets and apostles have written. Well, see, if they've written about Jesus, then that also includes the offices that he called. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. That will also include any callings, any offices that he made. No doubt that they will be talking of that. Not just the works he did of healing and speaking and faith and manifestation of the power of the Father. Not just that, but when they wrote about him, they had to include the calling or who he called and even the offices that he called them to. Amen. Hallelujah. See, God didn't leave it to man to say, okay, listen, y'all make up an office, and whatever office y'all make up, I'm going to honor it. But here's the key thing today. Man, and when I talk about man, get more specific, those who are claiming, many that's claiming Christianity, act as if that was so, that any office we make up, that God is supposed to honor it. And listen, and people get very serious about these made-up offices, okay? Amen. And when you go to question them and say, hey, well, let me ask you a question. Is that scripture, this office? Oh, they hot mad, they upset. And then they say, well, I know God told me to call it out. Well, yeah, but as we showed you in the last series about polygamy, if you get a revelation from God, it should run hand in hand with what is already written. Amen? If it contradicts what is written, then you have a problem. And see, that's what we've been facing is a problem. So we got all these kind of, you know, many churches got all these kind of offices. And I'm here to tell you this. And I'm here to tell you part of the reason why. One of the reasons why is that people like to feel important. Now, I took a pause for a minute and let that sink in. Yeah, people like to feel important. So, hey, let's make up an office and put them in so they can feel important. And then people on the other end also like to be seen as important, okay, in what they do. So some of them make big moves to be seen. So they make up these offices because since they're in a, quote, leadership position, they make up certain offices and point it to the people. Amen. And with many made up offices also come many people that ain't saved appointed to these offices. Yeah. But all of this in a nutshell is to be said out there, okay, God, you got to accept it. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Moroni said, I commend you to this Jesus of whom the apostles and prophets have written about. And there's no doubt that many that come with these made-up offices, they didn't go to Jesus about this office. There's no way. There's no way. Because we have seen in the scriptures that when Jesus spoke, even when he was revealing something to someone, it never contradicted what was already written. You understand that? Amen. And with these made-up offices that's known, they are giving people the right to do certain things, even things that are very ungodly. Amen. Hallelujah. And glory to God. God is not going to accept this in his work of restoration. Because when his people are fully restored, when his church is fully restored, it's going to match scripture. Amen. It's going to match scripture. You got some people today, for example, calling themselves chief apostle. Now, if I'm not mistaken in the scriptures, I don't know, was it Paul? I don't remember. One of them referred to somebody, or they was of the chiefest of the apostles. But they didn't make that a office, okay? And see, some people are taking certain scriptures, and out of that, they're making offices. Amen. They're clearly and plainly making offices. And at the same time, telling God, say, you know what, Lord, you got to accept this. You got to accept it. Amen. Hallelujah. But see, what the Lord is showing in his last days, that the only thing he's going to accept is what he set up. That's why it's going to be a rude awakening for many people. Amen. It's going to be a rude awakening because they're going to present their own things to the Lord and think that God going to say, oh, my child, good, come on with it. And God's going to say, I don't accept that. Amen. Now, as I told y'all, and me and my brother shared before you before, we told you that among Christianity, if you just pick Christianity alone, there are what I call hot topics, and there are a few topics that I just call dynamite topics. That's like big explosion. Okay. And what I mean by that is that, you know, there are some that they don't just get mad. They mad enough to want to do something. And so my brother and I, we've been speaking on many of these subjects as we've been going through these series with y'all and talking to y'all about it. Because I know that this is some things that we're speaking on that a lot of folks, if they ain't already, will get upset about. Because many of us, let's just say in the church that I belong to, instead of us coming on out with this stuff, we have swept it under the rug for years that even our own, quote, members are in ignorance about these things. And when they come across people that throw something at them that possibly is connected to this work, we tell them very little, if anything. And now they're left hanging out there. Amen. Glory to God. And we are messed up greatly in that area. We are messed up. Amen. Hallelujah. And glory to God. So in this series, this is what we're going to be dealing with, okay? And like I said, I'm going to read some offices that's been made up. And this is associated with God. And they say it's of the Lord. And they know that some of these people that do, they know that there's not too many people going to challenge them on it. Okay? And they do watch out for people they see that is some kind of knowledgeable in the Word, especially in the Bible. Okay? So they'll dodge them unless them kind of people come into their place where they have the authority. Okay? Amen. And it's amazing how we can come up with offices and titles that, you know, that make you go, really? But that's what we do. And that's what we have done. But that's going to come to an end. In fact, it is coming to an end. Because when this work of restoration is fulfilled, you're not going to have to worry about any made-up offices among the body of Christ. Amen. You're not going to have to worry about it. Glory to God. Amen. Now, I know some of y'all, it may be hard to believe, and you think it is far-fetched and all out the way, but no. Moroni said, I commend you to this Jesus. He was pointing. And he's pointing you to Christ. Amen. I say to you that's listening, that you have a title that, to be honest, you must admit you may have tried to search it up and you have found it nowhere in the Bible. I commend you to this Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, to talk to him about it. Hey, have you been in error? Hey, just repent. God understands. He'll forgive and wash you and put you in the place that you should be. Amen. There's no doubt in my mind that in these last days, there are some that's going to realize, say, hey, I'm in a place that's not scriptural. Okay. Forgive me, Lord, and I need you to put me in the place that is scriptural. Because if it's unscriptural, then you have no support from God in that office. You understand that? That's just like when you pray prayers outside of the Word, where's your support? God supports prayers that is in line with his Word. You get what I'm saying? Like if you prayed and said, God, I need a new vehicle, and you say you would supply all my need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, well, that's Word, okay? But if you say, Lord, I need a new car. Give me Brother Billy's car. Well, that's not covered. In fact, it's covetousness. That's not covered and being lawful in the Word of God. So if you were praying that prayer and even trying to, quote, make things happen, you have no support of God in that area. You understand that? And see, this is one of the reasons why, you know, many people who are in these unscriptural offices have failed or have not had the support of God because what they're in is unscriptural. Amen. And I just look today at Christianity, and like I told you before in the beginning of this broadcast, I've seen many people who wants to be in port. You can see that on them. And they love these big titles. They love it. Amen. They don't care if it is made up. And like I said, with these made up offices, they are given authority to do certain things that God have not given them authority for them to do. And some stuff they doing, especially, is ungodly. Amen. We We're giving offices to people, quote, whom we like, whom we may have some kind of deal with. Oh, yeah, that's going on. Yeah, I mean, like I said, y'all might say, well, Brother Nate, there you go on that far-fetching stuff again. No, I'm not far-fetching. No, I'm not far-fetching. That happens, and that's happening. There are many churches who have made room for people to put them in a certain office where they made it up so they can put them in that office, okay? Amen. Just like I used to hear years ago when I was young about college, and they said if you go to college and you want to be a particular thing that's not on their schedule, they have to make up classes for you on that, okay? Just like, for example, if I said, like, if you go tell them, say, hey, I want to be a rapper, and they don't have a class for a rapper, well, they have to make up some classes to accommodate you, okay? And see, that's what's happening in the churches. To accommodate people, there are offices that's being made up. Amen. And people, and they're putting people in there. They're putting drunkards, murderers, prostitutes, you name it, in those positions. Why? Because either they're good friends with them or they got some kind of deal with them or something. I mean, this can be some of the same people on the Saturday night fooling around with everybody, getting high and everything, and then come to service that Sunday morning, superintendent over the Sunday school. Eyes bloodshot red. Can't hardly stand up. And some of them, to some point, even smelling like liquor. Okay? Well, amen. We might well get real with it and not play with it. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, I thank God for the word of the Lord today. Like I said, this is part one. My brother didn't come on, so I know it had something had to come up that he didn't come on. So Lord say the same. Lord willing, he will be with us tomorrow when we do part two. Unscriptural offices are not part of the restoration. It's going to be part two tomorrow, people. And like I said, what I've given you tonight, please take it to the Lord. Don't be one of those people that, quote, know everything. And just because it don't sound good to your ears, you just want to throw the whole thing out the window. Amen. Now, Brother Nate has to confess, I'm learning myself in many areas on that myself too. I have been guilty many times of some not sounding right to my ears and throwing it out the window, okay? Come to find out later on, it was the Lord, okay? Amen. So I'm telling you today, don't be one of those that think you know everything. And just because it don't sound good to your ears, you just going to throw it out the window. You just go come out, oh, this guy don't know what he's talking about. And just excuse it, throw it away. Don't be like that, okay? Don't be like that. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word, your spirit, and power, the Holy Ghost. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for blessing us on this broadcast and keeping us as you have done in Jesus' almighty name. For Lord, we give you all the glory and all the power, all the honor, all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, for all power is in your hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget, the Lord say the same tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m., part two. Unscriptural offices are not part of the restoration. Look for the advertisement tomorrow night for 7 o'clock p.m. This is your brother, Brother Nate. Those of you that are believers and those of you that are not believers, I pray that you will look at Romans 10, 8 through 10, and if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe that you were raised from the dead. And you said, Lord God, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. And if you've done that right now with an honest heart, guess what? You are my brother or my sister in Christ. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the family of the Most High God. So once again, this is Brother Nate. Love you. God bless you. And may God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.